I've always been terrible with science, but I'm fascinated by it, which is a bad combination. I'm especially interested these days by some of the findings that are in neuroscience, in the science of the brain and how the mind works. I've been reading some books lately about it, and one of them talks about how we have made this assumption for decades that, as it puts it, that the brain, unlike other organs, could not repair itself or restore lost functions. The brain could not change. It has been seen as a glorified machine, and as the book says, everyone knows machines can't fix themselves. The conventional wisdom was that the brain couldn't ever alter its structure and find a way, new way to function if part of it was damaged. That was what we believed for decades. But relatively new discoveries in the area called neuroplasticity show that the damaged brain can often reorganize itself so that when one part fails, another can often substitute. This offers great hope for people who have had strokes, for people with Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, for people with all kinds of neurological maladies that in the past we have seen as just a closed door. Once this starts to happen, there's no fixing it, there's no repair. This assumption that we have made for many, many years about the brain and its capacities is an extreme example of the way that our assumptions can limit us, can cripple us. Our assumption that the brain could not restore lost function has kept us from seeing and from healing. In our gospel story today, we have Zacchaeus, this short little guy, who is crippled not only by his own actions and his own choices, but by his assumption that he could not do or be otherwise. I think about the assumptions that Zacchaeus made. He assumed that he was compelled to succeed and measure up according to the norms of the society. He assumed that according to those norms, money and earthly success could be equated with salvation. And he assumed that his thriving must be built on others' suffering. So as Christians today, what assumptions cripple us? What keeps us from being reformed into little Christs who bring healing and divine energy into the world? We have assumptions that cripple us, like this one, that we can only feel good about ourselves as measured by what the world accepts and glorifies. We assume that we can only be what we have been. We assume that even if we could change, we can't make much difference anyway. We have begun to see our society as a machine that's out of control, that cannot fix itself. But societies are living things, just as the brain is a living thing. It is not a machine that cannot fix itself, but an organism which is formed by the choices of persons who make it up. The assumption that we cannot change ourselves or our culture cripples us. And we have to, like Zacchaeus, rise above our crippling and limiting assumptions. By rising above my previous view of myself, I can stop letting the person I was rule and shape the person I could be. We constantly have to fight against assumptions. How can we do that to find restoration and healing and then new growth? First, we have to rely on God alone for direction, strength, and significance. We can only change by the grace of God. On our own, we cannot fix anything. Our sin and our fear and our desire for comfort keep us in the crowd, where we cannot even see Jesus. Like Zacchaeus, we're too small to see above the crowd. We need to rise to a place where we can see and experience God, and not only view other human beings and all of our flawed and limiting assumptions. We can begin to fight the assumptions by choosing to start now. Jesus tells Zacchaeus, "Today salvation has come to this house." He doesn't say, "Today you have earned salvation for the afterlife," whatever and whenever that may be. Jesus talks about this generosity of heart on the part of Zacchaeus and how through that generosity, salvation has come to his house today. We can start to fight the assumptions if we realize we cannot change and heal if we are only concerned with pleasing others. We cannot see our way to God if we insist on staying down here in the crowd. We have to give up the popular way for the true, right, just, compassionate way. And such loving ways do not play well here among the crowd. Zacchaeus made a decision, an effort to see Jesus. And even more importantly, then Jesus saw him. Jesus inspired him to become a new person. But it wasn't all easy. We have this wonderful, joyful story, but it probably wasn't that easy for Zacchaeus. Not only did he give up much of his wealth, but the other people around him might not have liked the change in him. He had been the chief tax collector, a person or a position especially hated by the other Jews. He had colluded with Rome and taken advantage of fellow Jews for Rome's benefit and for his own good. Others might have loved to hate him just as he was. Plus, his turn toward God proved it could be done, even by a person most entrenched in the current system. That changing on the part of another person calls into question our reluctance to change, to better ourselves and to become more Christ-like. If we can convince ourselves, if we assume that it isn't possible to do, we find great comfort there. But if we see someone else change, we know we also can change. And that's very uncomfortable. Zacchaeus in the story goes from being a distant observer to a disciple. And he finds, as he begins to change, not the drudgery of obligation, but great joy. If you can, picture from the movie The Christmas Carol, picture Scrooge on Christmas morning when his life is turned around and the great joy that he has. This is the kind of joy that Zacchaeus found just by making this decision. The Christian life, after all, is not one of obligation and forswearing joy until the end of times. It is about joy now in being filled with grace and generosity. Today, salvation has come to this house. Zacchaeus, come down. Those words can haunt us if, having seen the Christ, we insist on living according to our flawed assumptions that we cannot change, that our society cannot change, that everything is fine just as it is, because we are. We have to rise above our assumptions of what we can be, what we are to be individually and collectively. Zacchaeus, come down. Those words can also inspire us if we find ways of sharing our wealth, financial, but also spiritual and communal, with other people. Today, salvation comes to this house when we not only work hard to see Jesus, but when we allow that encounter to change us. Zacchaeus, you have taken the first step, rising above the crowd to see Jesus. You have welcomed Jesus to share a meal with you. And Jesus has seen you with all your flaws and mistakes, but still seeing what you could become. You do not have to let the person you have been limit or rule the person you could be. We all have a chance now more than ever in our lifetimes to choose to climb that sycamore tree, to begin to see Jesus more clearly, and to let ourselves be reformed into Christ's body. First, we have to admit our assumption has been wrong all along. Our society is not a machine which cannot fix itself, but a living, breathing organism. It is the body of Christ, alive and capable of healing and changing. Zacchaeus, I want to learn this one lesson from you. I do not have to let the person I have been limit or rule the person God wants me to become. It's not a machine. It is the body of Christ, alive and well, and beginning to heal itself. Amen.